for the most part, this is a benign disease, and the risks are pretty well defined. You virtually never see patients at high risk with mitral polyps unless they have very redundant mitral valves with a wide open mitral regurgitation, and that's the serious problem, and they can die suddenly. So this patient didn't have any mitral regurgitation at all, and doesn't at all fit into that category. The other thing you can see with some of these patients is that the mitral valve polyps is a marker of other things, vagal dysautonomias and the like, but this patient didn't have that either. So in short, the risk is really confined to a very small group of patients, and most of the patients who have symptoms of mitral valve polyps are just nuisance symptoms and nothing more than that.